This was the moment a relatively calm morning in the city of Dnipro turned into a rude reminder of the horrors of war. The government said energy infrastructure, including gas storage facilities, were once again struck, but as ever, civilians in residential districts in Dnipro and Odessa became collateral damage.
Thank God two walls saved us. We were left with no windows, no glass left intact. There is a huge mess in the apartment.
There were overnight attacks too. This, the aftermath of missile strikes in the south-central city of Zaporizhia, where local officials said there were several dead.
It is the second time the city has been hit. There is nothing else left to do. This is how we are surviving here, living our lives.
Thursday's attacks saw the efficient use of Ukrainian air defense systems. This video shows the interception of at least one incoming missile in the Kyiv region. In all, Ukraine's military command says 10 missiles and 5 drones were shot down, preventing untold additional destruction in what was the second Russian aerial bombardment in a week, the sixth since October.
With emergency blackouts in place across the country and the national grid describing the situation as critical, President Zelensky said 10 million Ukrainians were without power on Thursday afternoon. That's grim news indeed, as the first snows of winter have fallen, the temperature plummeting below 0 degrees.
There was a glimmer of good news, the extension for a further 4 months of a deal allowing the export of Ukrainian grain via its Black Sea ports.
I was deeply moved to know that in Istanbul, Turkey, Ukraine, Russia and the UN had come to an agreement for the rollover of the Black Sea Grain Initiative, allowing for the free exports of Ukrainian grains.
The four-nation deal brokered by Turkey was hailed by President Erdogan as a benefit to the world's food supply and security. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.